From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. The transatlantic slave trade, Putin's Russia, and ice age floods in the Columbia River Basin. These are just some of the topics from this fall semester of classes at Boise State's Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Thanks in part to lessons learned during the COVID-19 pandemic, Osher is expanding who and how folks can take classes like these. So here to tell us more is the director of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, Dana Thorpe Patterson. Dana, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me back again.
So Dana, before we get to some of these topics, for folks who aren't familiar, what is Osher?
Well, Osher is the Lifelong Learning Institute here at Boise State University, and it is actually named by our benefactor, Mr. Bernard Osher, who started a foundation back in the mid-70s to support lifelong learning for folks who are 50 years and older. He saw great value, saw many friends who were aging, and those who were doing better in aging were those who stayed active in the communities, kept taking classes, kept learning. Had the privilege of meeting Mr. Osher back in April. He's in his mid-90s now. Got to tell him all about our Boise State University's chapter of the Institute here, and that was a great pleasure.
Because we should note, right, that the Boise State's Osher is just one of many around the country that Bernard Osher has inspired.
That is correct. There are 125 Osher Institutes now nationwide. We are the only one in Idaho, but many states have other institutes. Oregon has three different chapters of the institutes. And we're all connected to a higher education institute that provides us great support while we offer our programs.
So back in 2020, you, along with so many other educational institutions, had to shut down in-person classes because of COVID-19. So at that point, you did start online classes. And this has really had some silver linings for you, hasn't it?
Truly, it has. And we've really tried to lean in on those silver linings. The shocker for us when we closed our classroom doors in March of 2020 was that we had absolutely zero live stream programs or recorded programs to offer to our members. So we did a very quick pivot, opened up our doors in August, and rolled out completely live stream programs for the first year with recordings of those offered out to our members. And then just this last fall, a year ago, we opened our classrooms back up and we began offering hybrid or blended delivery programs. So now we can seat members in the classroom, still speak to over 100 or better members who join us by live stream, and then make those recordings available to those who were just busy during the live event.
So you are bringing people back to the classroom, but as you mentioned, you're still going to live stream. But also, you're able to then get classes from these other Osher groups from around the country, correct?
That is correct. We are a pretty tight-knit group for a large group of institutes. We share ideas and speaker notes. And during the very beginning of the pandemic, when we had no recordings, other Osher institutes shared theirs with us. And so now we do the same. We reciprocate and share some of our recordings with other institutes. And we also opened up an Osher On Demand site on our website. So that's available for the public to see a few samplings of our classes, but also some other curated articles, TED Talks, and videos that we thought were important to lifelong learners.
And I would think then that this must have greatly expanded your reach of who can take these classes and be involved. Because as
Absolutely.
You mentioned, Boise State is the only Osher Institute in the state of Idaho, but we have populations all around the state who could now access this information.
That's absolutely right. We had struggled for a couple of years before the pandemic in trying to find ways to expand our programming to meet the needs up to the north and to the east of us. We had lots of demand for the programs. So another silver lining was that now our members can join by live stream. And we not only have lots of Idahoans joining us from around the state, we actually have quite a few members who are in other states whose family members here invited them to join and participate in our programs. Similarly, we were able to begin bringing in speakers from different parts of the country without incurring travel expenses. So we've really bolstered our offerings with other faculty, not only from Boise State, who we really like to feature first and foremost, but faculty from other universities around the country. You mentioned the transatlantic slave trade. Dr. Richard Bell from the University of Maryland is a phenomenal classroom teacher. He has a huge draw with up to 300 people in each of his classes. And we can bring in some other authors and journalists. We were fortunate to host David Pogue year before last, and he's from CBS Sunday Morning. That was a big coup for us. And we have author Craig Johnson joining us this fall with a little bit about the Longmire series. So it's really expanded both the presenters we can bring in and also those who can join us to participate in learning.
So Dana, I only have about 1 minute left. So do you have to be an OSHER member to take any of the classes?
Generally speaking, yes. It's a membership-based program. The annual membership is only $70, but we do have scholarships available for those who are a little tight on funds. But if you're a guest of an OSHER member, you can also attend. So if you know somebody who's already a member, tell them you want to use their guest pass and come join them in a class.
Well, and I have to tell you before we go, we share space with OSHER. And whenever I get stopped by so many people, they say, you know, I take classes at OSHER. So you are well known, but I am glad that it's expanding and more people will know who you are. So thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Absolutely. We've been talking with the director of the OSHER Lifelong Learning Institute, Dana Thorpe Patterson. We will put a link to OSHER on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org, so you can see a list of all of the offerings that OSHER will have this year.